Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Holding on to hope, family and friends of a missing woman traveled hundreds of miles for answers about her whereabouts. An update on the search for Alicia Watts is coming your way.
Community leaders in Nash and Edgecombe counties are compiling damage reports to determine how much it will cost to clean up after last week's tornado. And the big weather this story is the heat. It begins to shift to the east. I'll let you know when temperatures could come within a degree of 100 coming up.
We're following breaking news out of Charlotte, where family and friends of a missing Moore County woman are gathered to search for clues in her disappearance. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Within the past hour, we've learned that her loved ones are organizing a search party for Alicia Watts. Michelle McConaughey listened to a news conference that just wrapped up. She joins us from the WRAL Live Center with what we've learned. Michelle.
Yeah, family and friends are demanding answers today about where Alicia Watts is. About 50 people left this morning from Moore County to go to Charlotte for that press conference. We do have video of that right here. It was very emotional. It was passionate. A lot of friends, community advocates asking anyone that knows anything to call police or tell them. They are calling for facts in this case. Nobody has seen Alicia since July 16th. She was last seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. Dunmore was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV on July 18th. The next day, that's when police received a missing persons report. Again, this was a very passionate cry for where Alicia could be. And Renee, like you mentioned, they are organizing a search party to happen in the next couple of days.
Michelle, thanks. And WRAL spoke with Watts' best friend before the group traveled to Charlotte from Moore County. Here's what they had to say.
Alicia, just come home. And we coming, Alicia. We coming. We're trying. We just need to know where to come. But we coming to you, Alicia.
Coming up in our next half hour, WRAL's Chelsea Donovan reports live from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, where the Racial Justice Network hosted a news conference this morning.
It's been 1 week since a historically strong tornado tore through Nash and Edgecombe counties, and officials say the recovery effort for families impacted is still just getting underway. WRAL's Keenan Willard is in Rocky Mount right now. Keenan, speaking with leaders of that recovery effort. What have you found out, Keenan?
Well, Jeff, you can see a week later that while some of the major damage has been patched up in some of these Rocky Mount neighborhoods, it still is in need of permanent fixes in multiple homes. I mean, all told across the Nash, Edgecombe, and Rocky Mount area, there are over 100 homes that face some kind of significant damage. And as we get into this process of trying to get those people help, some of the leaders of the relief effort here actually say they need help to do that as well. One of the major sources of funding available for these people who suffered damage is the United Way's Twin Counties Tornado Relief Fund that was set up on Friday. Now, they say as of today, they've only raised about $25,000 in funding. And based on what they've committed already to try and help people, they need about $500,000 before they can actually open the phone lines and start taking applications for people like these homeowners who actually suffered significant damage and need permanent fixes. They're asking anyone who can to try and donate through their online portal to be able to start taking in calls and actually spreading out that money that's much needed. Now, that fund is not the only relief that's offered here in the area. The state over the last week has been doing an evaluation to try and put together their own recovery funds and make those available. And they're hoping to have more information on that by the end of this week, potentially. The city of Rocky Mount also has things like housing grants and utilities grants that are available right now. But this United Way fund is aiming to be one of the fastest and most accessible funds, and they need a lot more support before they can actually start helping people. So we have that link to their the Twin Counties Tornado Relief site on our website alongside all of our tornado coverage. We're also in the next few hours going to share how once that money comes in and they start taking applications, how you can actually, if you're one of these homeowners that needs help, how you can get access to some of that money. That's going to be coming up on the WRAL Evening News, Jeff.
And just 1 week in and just scratching the surface of that recovery effort. Keenan Willard live in Nash County for us this noon. The summer sizzle is here. There's not much relief in sight. Kat Campbell is here as well. and it's just going to get hotter and more humid, right?
And this is what's going to result from that. Dew points in the 70s. Our actual temperatures get up to 99 by the weekend. So when you look at the heat index, this is really going to be dangerous territory as we near the weekend. Tomorrow, 103. So going up tomorrow, it's still dangerous if you're outside for too long, but it's really Friday and Saturday that I want you to focus in on as the days where you need to limit your time outside and really take extra precautions in this heat. The heat index could be between 105 and 110 those days. And these would be both the hottest temperatures and the highest heat index that we've been dealing with all year long. So let's talk about the big heat. So far, it's been situated over the Southwest. You've heard about that stretch of 25 days or more of temperatures above 110 in Phoenix. This same dome of high pressure begins to shift east as we head into tomorrow and the weekend. And the peak of the heat really coming on Saturday as high pressure builds closer. That's when our forecast high is 99, so within 1 degree of that 100 degree mark. Outside right now, 92 degrees in the Triangle, a heat index of 99, a heat index of 99 in Fayetteville, feeling like 104 in Clinton, and the heat index up to 100 in Goldsboro, even though the temperature is only 88. So it is more humid outside today than it was yesterday, and both temperatures and humidity are just going to keep climbing. If we look ahead to the afternoon, our heat index should be around 100 through about 4 o'clock, and once we get to dinner time tonight, we'll see it fall only into the mid-90s. I'll talk more about weekend storm chances on the rise and whether or not that'll help at all with the heat coming up.
Kat, thanks. At least six people, including two firefighters, are being treated for injuries after a crane on top of a Manhattan skyscraper partially collapsed. First, the crane caught fire shortly before 7:30 this morning, and then flames caused the crane's arm, which was carrying a 16-ton load of concrete, to snap right there, strike another building, and then fall to the ground. The crane operator is safe after initially trying to put out the fire before it spread. Fire officials say the people hurt included workers outside the building at the time with mainly minor injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Incredible video of the moment. An apartment building in Newark, New Jersey suddenly exploded. You could see debris flying into the air and what appears to be a person standing on the curb get thrown by the blast. Half a dozen people were injured and more than 30 people are now without a home. An investigation into the explosion from Friday is ongoing.
We're waiting for an update from Knightdale police about an investigation out of business. Police were spotted at the Knightdale Tractor and Equipment Store off South First Street. Officers were seen dusting a U-Haul van for fingerprints. They wrapped up at that scene around 7:30 this morning. We'll let you know what we find out about the investigation. We're also working to see if Cumberland County deputies will release more information today about what led to a young girl being shot. Deputies say the girl was found unresponsive around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. It happened at a home on Mercedes Drive. WRL was on scene at the same time investigators were there, as well as the Department of Social Services representatives. We're told the child was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center to be treated.
In a few hours, we expect to hear from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell about a decision on interest rates. Industry analysts expect that the Fed will raise its benchmark lending rate to the highest level in more than 20 years. Now, if the Fed approves the move, this would be the 11th rate increase since March 2022. The hike is expected to be a quarter percentage point. We're awaiting that news around 2:30 this afternoon. Investors are also contemplating that decision. The markets are staying flat right now. The Dow Jones only up about 40 points. NASDAQ is in the red, down 40 points. S&P 500 also down just 5 points at this hour.
New at noon, a Carolina hurricane star is sticking around for several more years. WRL's Brian Schrader has details about this long-term deal here, Brian.
This is a very big deal. Hurricanes forward Sebastian Aho just signed an 8-year contract extension with the Hurricanes. General Manager Don Waddell calls him a tremendous leader on and off the ice. Aho is 26 years old, and he is a star. He joined the Hurricanes back in 2016. Aho registered 67 points in the most recent regular season and 12 points in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. I just talked with 99.9 The Fan's Adam Gold about what this means for the Hurricanes.
But Aho's kind of the ringleader. And when you have a solid guy like that, a work ethic that is second to none, then that's the kind of guy you want to build your team around.
New contract extension keeps Aho with the Hurricanes into the 2031-32 season. total price tag here, Jeff, $78 million, about $10 million a year. Gold says that Aho is a player that other players just want to play with, and he's going to be in Raleigh until he's 35 years old now.
Wow. Ringleader, as you said, and building a team around it, a key component. Brian, thank you.
UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees will talk about the new free tuition plan during its monthly two-day meeting, which starts today. UNC, you may remember, announced earlier this month that it would waive tuition and other fees for incoming undergraduates from North Carolina whose families make less than $80,000 per year. This initiative will start with the incoming class next year. Last week, the UNC Board of Governors challenged Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz about that announcement, which they said happened without their knowledge. Despite the lack of communication, the Board of Governors showed its support for the plan.
And breaking right now in the WREL Live Center, Kevin Spacey cleared of all charges of sexual assault. We'll have the latest from the Live Center.
And the Hunter Biden plea deal falls apart. What happened in court this morning as he was ready to plead guilty to two federal tax charges?
Also, the Americans with Disabilities Act marks 33 years in existence. At 12:30, a new report on how many people disclose their disability.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Breaking news right now in the WREL Live Center. Actor Kevin Spacey has been cleared of all charges of sexual assault. This just coming down, the jury found him not guilty of 7 counts of sexual assault and 2 counts of other serious sexual offenses. The allegations covered a period between 2004 and 2013. He did plead not guilty to all of the charges. After stepping out of court, he thanked everyone, saying he was humbled and enormously grateful to the jury for having taken the time to examine all of the facts in the case.
Michelle, thanks for that. Attorneys for Brian Koberger are suggesting their client had an alibi on the night of the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. Koberger's attorneys did not provide further details, but said the information should come out in cross-examination. Koberger's trial is set to begin October 2nd. The University of Idaho has said it will wait until after the trial to demolish the home where the slayings occurred.
Traditional school in Durham starts about a month on August 28th, and schools are working to fill about 200 open positions before that. WR's Laura Levine joins us now with the effort the school system is making to attract and retain employees.
As we know, it is now crunch time for Durham Public Schools looking to fill these job openings. And here at Southern High School, we know that transportation is a big one for Durham Public Schools. Here today, they're going to have about 25 different schools on site looking for those candidates. The district has roughly 200 job vacancies. In August of last year, that number was at 350 unfilled positions. Candidates can apply with just a bachelor's degree, and DPS has several different teaching tracks to help get your license while employed here. The greatest areas of need are teachers in the math, science, and special needs field, and of course, bus drivers. DPS has a $3,000 sign-on bonuses for those teachers and incentives for bus drivers in order to compete in the competitive job market.
We do have a great incentive program that is going on. If for a current DPS employee, if they refer someone and they're here for 90 days, they will get $1,000. We also have an attendance incentive that we offer every month for our bus drivers. So bus drivers is definitely a high need.
And she says it's really their $1,500 retention bonus that's making a difference. Employees who return for this upcoming school year will get that bonus in September. The job fair is running from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. Laura Levine, WREL News in Durham.
Get ready for a thrilling showdown tonight as the U.S. Women's National Team takes on a tough opponent at the Women's World Cup. The U.S. Women's National Team and the team from the Netherlands have a history of intense battles. North Carolina Courage head coach Sean Nahas joined us on our morning news. He talked about why Courage players Emily Fox and Casey Murphy are well prepared to help Team USA win a third consecutive World Cup.
the lessons learned are the most important. That's where you get better. So mistakes or growth, I think those are the moments that those players that they'll learn from. But I've seen a massive evolution with Emily and Casey, including the other four that are there, just because I've been around them longer. Mm-hmm. Their maturity, both on and off the field, their professionalism, the way they carry themselves. You know, those environments can be pretty cutthroat,
right.
But they carry themselves like utmost professional, so they're prepared.
Fox 50 is your home for World Cup action. You can watch the U.S. women take on the Netherlands on Fox 50. The match starts at 9 p.m. Training camp gets started today for the Carolina Panthers. WRL's Chris Lee is in Spartanburg, South Carolina at Wofford College, where the Panthers hold their annual training camp. He'll have live reports of the team's first day starting this afternoon.
Paris 2024, we're exactly 1 year away from the opening ceremony of those Summer Olympic Games, the first Olympics Paris has hosted since 1924. This will also be the first Olympics since the end of the pandemic, so that means fans will be able to travel. The venues should be packed with people. This morning, I had a chance to talk with NBC's Mike Tirico about the big stories heading into the Games, and one is sustainability.
I think you're going to see that mindset of sustainability, not just in recycling bins and energy and green games. I think you're going to see much more of an awareness of how do we leave a legacy that doesn't leave us a bunch of buildings that we can't use or a bunch of venues we can't use anymore.
And remember, WREL is in Paris, 6 hours ahead of the United States Eastern time zone. Okay, the daytime takeover will feature that day's most popular events live on NBC in the morning and afternoon. NBC will also deliver an enhanced Olympics primetime show every night of the Games. And I think it's so interesting that the River Seine will feature the opening ceremonies. No stadium for the first time ever.
Well, talk about an incredible host city, Paris, right?
Right.
Well, we know parts of Europe are dealing with a heat wave. We are getting our own heat wave with the heat indices in dangerous territory. Here's Kat Campbell to walk us through what we need to know.
And, you know, it's going to be the hottest day that we've seen so far this year. We're around 100 degrees on Saturday. Unfortunately, the peak of the heat, the worst heat coming on the weekend when a lot of people want to be outside. So you really need to take it easy this weekend. Take care of yourself. Make sure you've got some ways of lowering your core temperature, whether that's jumping in a pool, drinking lots of water, dipping into the shade or air conditioning for a bit. You're really going to need it. 99 in the Triangle, 96 in Roxborough and South Hill, 99 in Fayetteville. The heat index in that 105 to around 110 range. It's really going to be dangerously hot out there. When you see a heat indices like that for consecutive hours, that's when the danger builds. Both tomorrow, or I should say Friday, not there yet, Friday and Saturday will be when we have those dangerous heat indices. 98, 99 ahead for the weekend. And then when you look at storm chances, we go up to 40% on Sunday, and that's one of the reasons why temperatures may be in the mid-90s instead of the upper 90s like Friday and Saturday. So let's talk about the setup. Today, we don't really have any core system that would help to trigger widespread showers and storms. It's just a small chance of a summertime storm popping up. But if we look ahead to the weekend, we're going to see some tropical moisture and upper-level energy. That's what this brown dashed line means. It's actually going to be moving on shore, and that means storm chances are rising. A few storms possible late Saturday, the better chance on Sunday as we see that energy move ashore, and we'll watch for some strong storms. That system that moves ashore was previously highlighted as a low chance of developing by the National Hurricane Center. With a new outlook today, there's just one. So they've taken out any potential for that to develop into something tropical, which is good news. The system that we're watching, it's right here. I mean, it's all the way on the other side of the Atlantic. It's a long ways away, but as we get into the end the weekend and next week, it could be in this region, the main development region, and there is about a 30% chance it develops within the next week. So we're going to keep an eye on this one, especially as we begin to near the heart of hurricane season. The European model kind of recurving it once it gets closer to the central Atlantic. We'll watch that potential. The European model ensembles, the new runs, giving it about a 50-50 chance of coming together as a depression. In Goldsboro today, all is quiet, just hot out there. I mean, even the camera view looks hot. The pool is going to be a good place to cool down. Only a 20% chance for rain this afternoon. Mid-90s across the board throughout the afternoon hours. So make sure that you're taking some dips in the pool in the heat like this. lots and lots of sunscreen will be needed, even if you're in the shade. High temperatures stay in the mid to upper 90s all the way through the weekend. As we look ahead to next week, high temperatures fall into the lower 90s. Not looking at any widespread rain chances, but at least you've got the chance to pick up some rain this weekend. I know a lot of us could really use it in this heat. Our yards, our grass are going to need it.
Definitely. Kat, thank you. VinFast is stepping in to help keep a Chatham County church at risk of demolition standing tonight at 5. How the company is working with century-old Baptist Church to get it relocated to new land, and why the NCDOT says it was facing destruction.
Could you spot a hidden camera here, here, or over there? Well, 5 on Your Side is putting these detectors to the test to let you know if the technology is worth the investment for your family.
Still ahead, this new TikTok is expanding its content creation, the new way users can share their stories, recipes, and much more.
Plus, school doesn't start for a few more weeks for children on traditional calendars. Experts say it's not too early for parents to set them up for success. Why now is the time to transition their sleeping habits.
Join us tonight for another Tar Heel Traveler special. Tonight, Scott Mason features classic mom-and-pop restaurants from east to west and all places in between. Meats and Sweets airs tonight at 7:30 on WREL. Gas prices are surging. What's the deal at the pumps? And if you like to try bold new flavors, well, then we have a Skittles for you. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
UPS and the Teamsters have reached a tentative deal on a new contract, potentially avoiding a strike, a work stoppage that could have crippled U.S. supply chains and cost the economy billions of dollars. Included in the new contract, air conditioning for delivery vans and pay raises that will narrow the gap between part-time and full-time UPS employees. The tentative deal still needs to be approved by about 340,000 union members to officially ward off a strike. If you filled your gas tank Tuesday, did you notice a jump in prices? The national average for a gallon of regular gas surged by 4 cents, making it the highest one-day increase since June of last year. That's according to AAA. That uptick at the pump follows a jump in oil prices, which are currently at a three-month high. Still, AAA notes gas prices remain much lower than last summer when they hit a record high of $5.02 a gallon. There's a new flavor in the Skittles rainbow, but you may want to brace your taste buds for impact. The popular candy is teaming up with French's to create a first-ever mustard-flavored Skittle. The unique combo celebrates National Mustard Day on August 5th. Mustard Skittles won't be found on store shelves, but instead sold from French's Traveling Mustard Mobile. Visit McCormick.com for those details or enter a sweepstakes to win a package shipped to your home. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
Happening right now in the WREL Life Center, UNC Healthcare says they are ending their services at a behavioral health facility in Raleigh, and they're also laying off about 246 workers. We're talking about Wake Brook. Wake County does own the facility. They say they are seeking another provider right now. They will be closing their doors September 30th. The county says it and Alliance Health are currently in negotiations with a new provider that would be similar to what UNC Health offers right now. Now, as far as those affected workers that are working there right now, UNC Health says they are looking for other jobs for them. You can read more about this on WRELTechWire.com.
Elon Musk's decision to swap out the iconic birds to the letter X could come with some legal issues. Trademark experts say hundreds of U.S. trademarks in a variety of industries include the letter X, which could open the company up to future lawsuits. Even if the name change from Twitter to X is successful, trademark experts say other companies can also decide to use X, because protecting a single letter would likely be very difficult. TikTok is taking on Instagram. The video app is adding the ability to share text-based posts with music and stickers, similar to stories on Instagram. Users can also add a background color and edit how the text appears. Posts have a 1,000-character limit. Other users can engage with the post very much like they do with video by stitching, duetting, and commenting.
Digging for answers. Family and friends of a missing Moore County woman are in Charlotte, pressing for information about her disappearance. We have a live report from the Queen City after the break.
Plus, 33 years ago today, Congress signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. Although many corporations encourage employees to disclose a disability, we'll share what a recent study found about that. First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
About three dozen people bussed in from Moore County, stood on the steps of Charlotte Police Headquarters demanding answers 10 days now after a Moore County woman disappeared.
WRAL's Chelsea Donovan was there as the Racial Justice Network, a civil rights organization, held a news conference. Chelsea.
Yeah, that press conference just wrapped up a few moments ago. And as you mentioned, those folks stood right here on the steps of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. And in attendance were about 30 or so of Alicia Watts' close family and friends, as well as community members. They were bussed in this morning, leaving Southern Pines and coming here, hoping to demand answers from the Charlotte Police Department. Now, the Racial Justice Network held that press conference, asking the Charlotte Police Chief to come forward. The family filed a missing person report on July 19th regarding Alicia Watts, but a day earlier, her black Mercedes SUV was found in Anson County in a DMV parking lot. Her boyfriend was unresponsive inside. The two had planned a weekend together. However, they never showed up, rather, for a comedy show the Sunday she went missing. She has not been seen or heard from since July 16th. Now, the family says they are disappointed that law enforcement has kept them what they call in the dark, especially regarding the whereabouts of James Dunmore, her boyfriend.
James Dunmore! James Dunmore, come forward! James Dunmore, tell us what's going on! Stop playing these games! James Dunmore, where is this young lady? James Dunmore, we need to know some answers! James Dunmore, I need to see you face to face! James Dunmore, man up!
Now, the Racial Justice Network is hoping they can get a sit down inside police headquarters here with detectives, giving them any glimpse of information regarding the Moore County woman's whereabouts. They say if they don't have that, they'll start to organize search parties on their own and begin searching for her later this week.
Chelsea Donovan, live in Charlotte. Chelsea, thank you.
The state's top educator testified before a congressional committee this morning about the pandemic's effect on learning. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt was one on a panel of experts who spoke to the House Subcommittee on Early Childhood Elementary and Secondary Education. She answered questions about North Carolina's approach to solving problems created by the pandemic in education. Truitt said her office used data to target how it was spending federal funds.
Kind of taking a scattershot approach and just investing in programs that may or may not improve learning outcomes for students, in my opinion, was not an option.
Truitt said her office also helped school districts with smaller office staffs target where they needed to spend funds. The hearing lasted more than an hour. Our education reporter, Emily Walkenhorst, will have more details from that hearing available on WRL.com.
UFOs are at the center of discussion right now on Capitol Hill. Congress is holding a hearing in an effort to determine if the Defense Department is hiding information about the flying objects. Lawmakers want to know if possible sightings of UFOs are a threat to national security. This issue became a focus over recent years after a series of reports revealed hundreds of military observations of mysterious aircraft. Congress will also hold a meeting tomorrow to determine if Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be held in contempt. It comes as lawmakers say the Facebook founder failed to turn over documents related to the panel's investigation on whether Facebook censored free speech on its platform. The full House would still have to vote on the issue. A spokesperson says Facebook has delivered more than 53,000 documents to the committee.
Today marks 33 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. It requires employers to make reasonable accommodations, adjustments or modifications for employees with a known disability so they can have equal employment opportunities. While the vast majority of major corporations encourage employees to voluntarily disclose a disability, only a fraction actually do. CNBC's Sharon Epperson shares the findings of a new report.
Many employees may stay silent about a disability, fearing stigma or losing out on a job or promotion. For Rob Koch, a key manager at a technology consulting firm who is deaf, The first hurdle for workers with disabilities is getting in the door.
A lot of hiring managers typically like to hire people that are similar to them. So that's the challenge that we have to overcome.
HR leaders say company-wide initiatives to increase awareness about disabilities can make a difference. After an awareness campaign at New Jersey-based energy company PSEG, the percentage of employees who self-reported a disability tripled.
We'd be excluding a huge pool of potential employees if we weren't focused on that population, and not just bringing them in the door, but making sure they had the resources and the comfort that they need to feel included and want to stay.
While the vast majority of employers, 93%, encourage employees to confidentially disclose that they have a disability, a recent report found fewer than 5% of U.S. employees are reporting a disability to their employer. Meanwhile, the prevalence of people with disabilities is far greater, about 25% of the global workforce, another survey estimated.
When we shift that narrative and we begin to say you can identify as having a disability, that is something that you can be proud of, that makes you who you are. That number of people who are identifying in the workplace as disabled is going to grow.
Of Sharon Epperson reporting. Experts also say knowing an employer is willing to provide those reasonable accommodations to help workers succeed on the job can also increase the likelihood that an employee will disclose their disability.
New moms suffering from postpartum depression could soon get relief from a pill. How close the FDA is to giving it a final review.
Mental health is health. The new federal rules going into effect that push insurance companies to increase their mental health coverage. The surge in mental health problems during and after the COVID-19 pandemic is prompting government action.
Kevin Cork reports the Biden administration is proposing new rules that would require insurance companies to expand their mental health care coverage.
Access to mental health care for millions could soon be expanding. The Biden administration announcing new rules Tuesday that would require insurance companies to increase their coverage of mental health treatments.
I don't know what the difference between breaking your arm and having a mental breakdown is. It's health.
According to the 2008 Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, insurance companies must offer the same level of coverage for physical and mental health. Still, the Biden administration says patients' access to mental health care is being restricted by many insurance policies.
Their networks of providers are badly inadequate, with far fewer psychiatrists, therapists, and other mental health professionals.
Citing how many families are forced to pay huge fees to see out-of-network specialists because there simply aren't enough in-network therapists available.
In 2020, less than half of all adults with mental illness diagnosis receive care for it. Nearly 70% of our kids who seek care for mental health or addiction cannot get it.
If the president's rules are passed, insurance companies would need to review their policies and evaluate their coverage based on the number of network providers, the costs associated with getting out-of-network help, and more.
That was Kevin Cork reporting. President Biden's rules will be open for public comment for 60 days. Officials are confident that the proposals will ultimately be passed.
Students on traditional schedules return to school in about a month. What parents can do to adjust their sleep schedule so they're ready. Plus,
for Sydney and I to be there and three generations of us and a mountain of people cheering, it was unbelievable emotion.
The amazing feat a 93-year-old man accomplished, and it was definitely a family affair. A new treatment could soon be available for new moms suffering from postpartum depression. The FDA is reviewing the pill zuranolone to see if it's safe and effective. Sage Therapeutics and Biogen produce the drug. It can be taken daily for 2 weeks. The FDA is analyzing the findings of a phase 3 trial, and it could make a decision for approval by August 5th.
There's a growing body of evidence that shows ultra-processed foods are not only unhealthy, but increase the risk of cancers. That term refers to meats, vegetables, and snacks that basically come in packages. Joel Steed shares the connection between ultra-processed food and cancer.
The average American in the United States consumes at least 63% ultra-processed foods.
Dr. Don Musalem says vegetables only account for 12% of the average American diet, and half of those vegetables consumed are processed.
We know that ultra-processed foods are linked directly to premature mortality or deaths.
And linked to colorectal, breast, and ovarian cancer.
And what these studies are showing us is that not only do the ultra-processed foods increase the risk of cancer, but that after a cancer diagnosis, there's an increased risk of dying.
What qualifies as ultra-processed food?
Ultra-processed foods would be things in a package. So things like crackers and pastries and cupcakes and muffins, processed meat.
They include ingredients that you can't bring into your own kitchen, says Dr. Musalem.
Those ultra-processed foods, you're getting chemicals and additives that likely are very risky for you as a cancer survivor.
Add plenty of fruits and vegetables to your diet and eat whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds for optimal health benefits.
As kids prepare to return back to school, doctors are warning the importance of getting back to a good sleep routine. The transitional period for every child is going to be different depending on when they normally wake up. Many children may find it harder to get up and going, especially if they didn't have a regular sleep schedule over the summer. A sleep specialist explains how critical it is not to rush into the new school year with limited rest.
Tips for transitioning include just tips that we give people for a good night's sleep. So that can include not drinking too much caffeine or any sugary drinks during the day, or not having a meal too late at night. Same goes for exercise. Try to do it during the day and not too late at night. Anything that would be stimulating that would cause you to be unable to fall asleep.
Doctors say adjusting the hours of rest can help children reduce the feeling of sleep deprivation and lack of concentration in school. But yes, so summer nights, it's hard not to just, you know, stay up a little later because, you know, the movie or just, oh, you can watch one more thing. Yeah, get back into that routine.
Hard to break that habit, right? Beautiful day, hot day outside. We've cracked 90 right now.
Kat Campbell's our routine.
It is this week. Kat Campbell in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Can we keep it in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was actually just looking through our weather data, and we had already hit 90 degrees by 10:45 this morning. So it's been hot out there today. We're still in the low 90s as of right now, but these numbers will keep inching up. In Durham, 92 degrees, and you can see the Bulls out practicing right now for their game tonight. It's going to be a hot game out there. At least it's pretty shady at the DBAP. At the WRL Gardens, the Flowers loving the sunshine, but they're going to need some rain here soon. And at the WRL Fayetteville Newsroom, it's 90 degrees right now. The highs today should reach the mid-90s in most of our viewing area. 94 in Roanoke Rapids and South Hill, 96 in the Triangle, 94 in Siler City, 95 in Wilson, and just to the south, 96 in Fayetteville, Smithfield, 95 in Robbins, and 96 in Rayford. It's going to be hot, really, no matter where you are. You're just not going to be able to escape the heat. And we want to remind you, you know, with temperatures like this, the pavement temperatures absolutely soar. So the current temperature of the pavement, 132 degrees in Durham, 131 in Raleigh, 132 in Fayetteville, Southern Pines. These numbers are exceptionally dangerous. So make sure that your children and your pets, children especially, not running around barefoot, but make sure you keep your pets' paws on the grass or on light-colored sidewalk, because the pavement is just really, really dangerous this time of year. Temperature should stay in the mid-90s into the afternoon. I think it's going to be a quick in-and-out potty break with your pets. I would refrain from walking them during the afternoon. Try to wait until closer to sunset this evening as you get the shade. That should certainly help things out with the heat. And even by 10, 11 o'clock tonight, it's still going to be hovering right around 80 degrees. Our heat index forecast today, right around 100 in Raleigh, 102 for Fayetteville and Clinton, 99 in Durham. keep in mind, these numbers, they're only going to get higher as humidity and the actual air temperature climb as we head into the weekend. Currently, our muggy meter is in the tropical category, just barely. Our dew point 70, it's going to keep inching up as we head into the weekend. So humidity will be climbing, dew points in the low to mid 70s. When you combine that with highs in the upper 90s, dangerous heat indices between 105 and 110 in the forecast, especially on Friday and Saturday. So take care of yourself for the weekend. Make sure that you are factoring the heat into your plans, whether that's moving your plans to a pool or a lake or inside into the shade, air conditioning, whatever you can do to stay cool and beat the heat this weekend. Even the low temperatures really not providing much relief. Saturday and Sunday mornings, as cool as it gets, is 77 degrees. So this is really going to be a hot week. The hottest temperatures so far this year. Renee and Jeff.
It was like the entire mountain was rooting for him.
A 93-year-old man set a goal and didn't stop until he reached it. How this was a family affair after the break.
And here are the winning Mega Millions numbers. 3, 5, 6, 44, 61. The Mega Ball is 25 and the Megaplier is 4. No one matched all the numbers to win the jackpot, so the jackpot climbs to an estimated $910 million.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. About three dozen people bussed from Moore County and stood on the steps of Charlotte Police Headquarters demanding answers 10 days now after the Moore County woman disappeared. Racial Justice Network, a civil rights organization, held a news conference there. Alicia Watts was last seen more than a week ago with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, who was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV in Anson County. Her loved ones say they feel left in the dark.
1 week after an EF3 tornado tore through Nash and Edgecombe counties, we could learn more about the dollar amount of the damage. Officials have been assessing that since Monday. Leaders of the United Way's Twin Counties Relief Fund are asking for community support so they can help victims. Right now, they only have about 5% of the money they need to open that fund. The state is doing an evaluation to put together their own relief funding.
The Carolina Hurricane Star is sticking around for several more years. Canes forward Sebastian Aho signed an 8-year contract extension. That new long-term deal keeps him with the team into the 2031-32 season. Total price tag is $78 million, about $10 million a year. General Manager Don Waddell calls him a tremendous leader on and off the ice.
Not just a talented player, but a fan favorite. Well, this is a special day to honor our, well, there is a special day, excuse me, to honor our mothers in May, our fathers in June, and even our grandparents in September. Did you know there's also a day set aside to celebrate aunts and uncles? That's right. Today is National Aunt and Uncles Day. Parents' siblings often show their nieces and nephews a lot of love and attention growing up. I have a niece and nephew. My niece is actually headed to college. I can't believe it. So on this day, be sure to reach out to your favorite aunt or uncle.
You're never too old to accomplish your goal, and a 93-year-old man just proved it, becoming one of the latest people to scale Yosemite National Park's Half Dome. Everett Kalin, along with his son, John, and 19-year-old granddaughter, Sydney, climbed the peak of Half Dome together. The rock formation is close to 5,000 feet above Yosemite Valley and 8,800 feet above sea level.
Slowly but surely, we got up near the top. And when we finally did get to the top, that was just a thrill. That was a great thrill. And I think the three of us found a rock and sat on it and cried a little.
That's so sweet. Everett says he trained for Half Dome by going up and down the 17 flights of stairs in the building of the senior living community where he lives.
So happy for him. Our pet of the day comes to us from catangelsnc.org. Meet Whisper here. This lovely lady is the definition of chill, always craving companionship and content to be by your side. Whisper has proven her nurturing nature and now deserves a loving home where she can be spoiled and cherished. Put in an application to meet this adorable kitty at catangelsnc.org.
Don't climb any mountains today, okay? not the day for that. I was just thinking about that journey that they had. It's pretty cool. Nice family affair.
NBC News Daily is next on WRL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRL News app. Have a great day. Stay cool out there. Stay safe.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.